The White House teamed up with Hollywood this week to help fight the war against terrorism. Earlier, the Pentagon held its own brainstorming sessions with television and movie executives. No press was allowed at those top-secret meetings. The NPR satire show Rewind has this take on what might have happened.
All right, thank you all for coming today. Let's begin by going around the room and introducing ourselves. I'll start. I'm General Kenneth Berquist, United States Army.
Hi, Rod Stone. I directed Kaboom, The Big Explosion, and Kaboom 2, The Bigger Kaboom.
I'm Diva Schwartzman. My credits include Lily's Feelings, Love Me Danger, and Dangerous Love.
Harvey Reed, folks, what's up? I produce Spy Chimp, President Chimp, and the 8-year-old Secretary of State. Kid from Jerry Maguire, he's a genius.
Here's what we want to know. What potential scenarios exist for domestic terrorism involving public transportation?
Well, you got a bus. You got a crazy guy. You got a hidden bomb.
Die Hard on a bus.
There you go.
We're thinking of potentially larger scale issues.
Gotcha. 100 crazy guys on 100 buses.
Right.
Huh?
Like a crazy Bad News Bears meets Die Hard on a bus.
Yes.
You know, you could explore a variety of archetypes. A father figure, a bank robber with a heart of gold, a woman who's taking back her own spirit,
or a chimp. No, a talking chimp. Robot chimp.
Okay, I'm going to move on here. What unusual weapons could terrorists use against American targets?
A gun, a really big gun. That's the size of a bus. A gun the size...
No, that's no good.
Okay, this isn't really my genre, but I'm thinking of a special gun that fills people with such great love that the love itself is burdensome to the soul.
Okay. Harvey, any thoughts?
A chimp gun? No, I'm sorry, I got nothing.
All right, one last question. Given that this conflict could go on for quite a while, what might terrorists do with their backs against the wall?
Maybe they would run to an old barn.
Ooh, barn.
Why an old barn?
Well, first you have some nice exteriors. Mm-hmm. Also, the FBI might look for them in the barn, but they're hiding in the hay. And just when the feds are about to give up...
Kaboom! A big explosion!
I like that.
What? Why?
Well, because you reach the 18 to 29-year-old men, that's why.
Yep.
And there are horses at the barn, and everyone gets on and you have a big chase!
Oh, but they're all really chasing after the love they're missing.
Sure.
And a wacky chick. No. And a wacky talking orangutan.
Oh, I'm loving this. I'm calling Spielberg right now.
Miramax is going to eat this up.
This is not really helping people.
How do you feel about Mel Gibson playing you, General?
Do you think? I loved him in What Women Want. Really.
I not only think I know.
He'd do it for America, sir.
Do you think he would?
Satire from the NPR show Rewind.